We're joined now by Dr. Hussein al-Sharistani. He's a leading candidate with the United Iraqi Alliance, the slate which is expected to win a large number of seats in the new Iraqi Assembly. Dr. Sharistani, we just heard the Kurdish Deputy Prime Minister Baham Saleh say that he expects Iraq's Arab leaders to show respect for ethnic groups. Do you believe that, various ethnic groups can work together in drafting this new constitution?
Yes, I think it's absolutely essential that the new government and the new constitution should show recognition and respect for all the constituencies of the Iraqi society, and the constitution should be drafted and acceptable to all Iraqis. A constitution that protects the right of the minorities and the basic human rights. Of course, we'd like to see Iraq as a united country, but with decentralized authority, where different communities, whether in the north or in the south or in the center, can have more control of their daily lives, and they can choose their local authorities with a unified Iraq.
The U.S. military has said that the largest number of attacks on a single day took place yesterday on Election Day, Sunday, 175 attacks. From the insurgents' standpoint, what incentive would the insurgency have to put down their guns and participate in this new democracy?
Well, the insurgency in Iraq is not a homogeneous body. On the one extreme, there are followers of bin Laden and Zarqawi, and they do not consider that the Iraqi people have the right to elect their representatives or to govern themselves. With that kind of insurgency, there is nothing you could do. As for the others who consider, either out of patriotism or nationalism, that they would like to see the country rid of foreign troops, I think there's a room for negotiation, accommodation. The United Iraqi Alliance has already announced that it wants to negotiate a timed withdrawal of foreign troops from the country. But before that can be done, we have to develop, we have to train, we have to equip sufficient Iraqi forces that can take care of the security of the people. And Iraqis, I think, have been joining these forces, and they are trying very hard to train. I think we are going to see more committed forces and less terrorists, really, in the coming months.
I wonder how much of a test the election and the outcome will be for Shiite Muslims who, despite being the overwhelming majority in the country, have lived in many cases under a constant state of fear under the harsh rule of Saddam Hussein. For the newly elected leaders and for the people that they represent, how much of a challenge will this be to consistently display grace in victory?
Well, I don't think the Iraqi people are going to forgive anybody who would not act gracefully and make sure that Iraq is a better place for everybody. At least I can speak for the United Iraqi Alliance that it is totally committed. It's more committed than ever before now that it seems it's going to have the majority in the elected assembly. It's more committed than ever before to reach out to all constituencies in the country, even those who chose not to take part in these elections. And so long as they accept a peaceful dialogue and they refrain from killing other citizens, we are open to any discussion and any accommodation.
Dr. Hussein al-Sharistani, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Hussein al-Sharistani is a member of the United Iraqi Alliance, a Shiite political slate.